He's absolutely right. For the last 5 years, Northern Ireland hasn't been represented on the Armed Forces Covenant Reference Group, and this is because we need cross-party support to put a representative on that group. And obviously, sitting in a coalition government with Sinn Féin, that's not going to really come forward. I have actually written to the Cabinet Office with the First Minister's permission to express my interest in participating in that group. Now, the Armed Forces Covenant Reference Group was given £10 million of LIBOR funds over the next 25 years for service charities, and I would like to see representation on that group to make sure that Northern Ireland, given the fact that we are 3% of the UK population and we supply 4% of the armed forces and 20% of the reserves, I would like to see that money coming to Northern Ireland to be put to proper use.
So Sinn Féin is blocking this?
Well, they're never going to agree to representation.
But that's what you're saying, is it? Sinn Féin is blocking
this? Yes, they are indeed, yes.
Just to be clear, if
Sinn
Féin
were
not blocking this, you think you or someone else will be able to take up that position?
Absolutely. I mean, we could put it to a vote and we might win the vote, but then a petition of concern would come forward as well. So the best way for us to serve our servicemen and women is to get onto that group. And like I say, with the First Minister's permission, I have now written to the Cabinet Office to express an interest to go on that group.
And you haven't had a response, I imagine. You've just sent the letter.
That's just happened over the last couple of days, yes.
Obviously, we invited Sinn Féin to take part in our discussion this afternoon. They've declined that invitation.